utilities as to what's the best way to achieve that. And this is something that they're struggling with and trying to come to a consensus on it. And I hope that that they will come to an agreement on the best way to proceed on that before very long. And but that's not what I'm addressing here, because that's not what the bill addresses. It's distribution that provides the bulk of the work. And the when you get above 10,000 consumers, now there were some figures given you a while ago that showed that that Chugach, for example, the largest utility, had fewer employees per 1,000 consumers than the smaller utilities. And that's true. But it doesn't come from size, it comes from density. The average density for all REA borrowers in the state is between 16 and 17 consumers per mile of line. Matanuska Electric and Homer Electric happen to have the very lowest density of all REA borrowers, all utilities in the state of Alaska. The density for Matanuska Electric at year end 1982 was 8.6 and Homer Electric was 7.2, the two lowest in density in the entire state. Chugach, on the other hand, had 32.7 density, 32.7 consumers per mile. I don't have the number, Mr. Chairman, for ML&P, but it was it would be comparable to Chugach. And that's the reason that you have this difference in number of employees for 1,000 consumers. The second reason that we oppose HB 475 is if you have the merger like this, you lose the local control on the distribution system. You lose, for example, in the Homer Electric system, I think the people there like the fact that they have the seven board members representing the various communities throughout the Kenai Peninsula, and they have a community of interest there in their own local utility, which would be lost if you merge this all together in one big utility. The third reason that we oppose this bill is the savings that are possible from paying off the debt come from just that, paying off the debt, not from the merger. And we would support the idea of paying off debt for the utilities if you have the money to do it. Well, we'd sure welcome that. I think that but even at that, rather than just simply going in and writing a check for the whole amount as has been suggested, you'd be money way ahead to use something similar to a defeasance system, so that you'd set up the money to draw interest at market rate to pay off, set up a revenue stream to pay off the debt as it comes due, and you could do it for a whole lot less than the face amount of the debt. And in the interest of time, Mr. Chairman, I'll jump right on to the last point, which is that we think that you'd be the people would be far ahead if you'd use the money to look to the future, to resolve future needs, rather than trying to go back and rewrite history. What I'm talking about, it just happens to be a coincidence that the amount asked for here is $800 million. And $800 million, according to the Kent study, is the amount of money that's required as equity investment in the Watana project, first phase of Susitna. They also show that there would be money required for rate stabilization after construction. But in terms of the equity to go into it to build it, $800 million is what you need. So if you've got $800 million, Mr. Chairman, I would urge you to put it into construction of future projects. Another possibility, too, of course, is a state loan program for these utilities to avoid the high interest rates in the future on new construction that they have to have. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll close my remarks.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. We're going, it's my intention to hold this bill. I'm going to talk with the, it's my intention, we're going to hold this bill, and I'm going to probably appoint a subcommittee. I'll have to confer with the minority members, but at that time, thanks again, Dave. And I'd like to now, Representative Ringstad, to discuss the 611.
Mr. Chairman, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we amend CS for HB 611 on page 6, line 10 and 11, and to delete or indirect.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, you asked unanimous consent?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hearing no.
Mr. Chairman, with that, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we pass out CS for HB 611 and ask unanimous consent.
Hear no objections, so moved. Thank you.
Nothing for.
Yes.
It goes to that.
Okay.
Nothing more to come for the committee. We're adjourned.